experts in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 22nd day of August, year of our Lord 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, we had a relatively peaceful night in Ferguson, Missouri. 7 arrests, 3 people arrested from Detroit, the other 4 from Metro St. Louis area. No Molotov cocktails and so forth. Relatively peaceful. The night before last, however, 2 automatic weapons were seized from the protesters, and there were multiple arrests. And the National Guard is supposed to begin withdrawing today, is what was announced in a press conference which took place about 4.5 hours ago up in Ferguson about 1:30 in the morning with Captain Johnson, Missouri Highway Patrol. Prepper tip of the day. If you haven't learned already from what's been going on in the past 2 weeks, we're well into the second week here of what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, you should know by now that being able to intercept police radio transmissions, fire department, paramedics, city workers is critical, not optional. Once one of these events going, it's too late to get your scanning equipment. You have to have it prior to the event commencing to know what's going on in your town, in your county. So this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. This is your prepper tip of the day, is to get your scanning equipment to be able to intercept all these radio transmissions ASAP. We had a great meetup last night at the Benton Square Restaurant in Rolla, Missouri. It was good to visit with everybody and get caught up on what's going on with folks. And glad to see everybody that was able to make it. We do a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist and as an engineer. She pays very careful attention to the things that concern us, and we'll be talking about those matters here. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, I guess that I hope we have a quiet weekend now. I think the heat is probably going to drive some of the protests indoors.
Well, experience in other protests in other cities has shown that hot weather tends to make the protest worse, is what we've seen over the past 45 years, going back to 1968, that's 46 years ago. I've also got word from my private sources that Illinois police officers are going to be brought on the scene beginning the next day or so. There's been an agreement between the governors of Missouri and Illinois to allow this cross-jurisdiction activity, which normally could not happen legally, but they're making it happen. In addition, Ann, police intelligence sources are telling me that they expect things to get far worse over the next week. The funeral for this young man, Mr. Brown, is Sunday, and the expectation among the intelligence sources is that there will be more violence and more bloodshed this coming week, next week. So this is not over yet. I would like to think that it was, but my private sources are telling me it's not. Robert McCullough, the St. Louis County prosecutor, of course, has a grand jury convening and listening to evidence regarding this matter. In my opinion, they can come to no other conclusion except that what Officer Wilson did, he had no choice if he was going to save his life, because he was in the process of being beaten to death by a 6'4", 300-pound man. Calling this 6'4", 300-pound man a teenager, unarmed teenager, is wrong. It paints a picture that is not accurate. Anytime you're being beaten, Ann, by a man who's 6'4" and 300 pounds, and he's hitting you hard enough to break the bones around your eye socket, obviously and clearly he's trying to kill you. I've seen men die with injuries not as bad as what Officer Wilson received. Once that is made public, that the grand jury is going to not issue an indictment, depending on how far out into the future that is, that will make things far worse, Ann.
Well, I think people should be warned that if they're outdoors when there's a heat advisor, they're expecting the heat index, that feels like temperature, to go up above 105 today.
Easily.
That they need to remain hydrated. And some of us, like me, I have a hard time staying hydrated. I have to work at it almost every hour. You know, just pour out a large glass of water and make sure that it's been drank by the end of the hour.
Well, by the time you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated. The trick is to be drinking before you feel thirsty.
Right. And one of the signs is that if you stop sweating, that's a big sign that you're dehydrated.
Well, that's a sign that you're about to go into heat exhaustion and have a heat stroke. I went through this once. It's been 20-something years ago. I was on an operation, and it was one of these 100-degree days, and head to toe camouflage, head covered up, wore gloves, backpack on my back, and I'm sweating and hot, and all of a sudden I feel really cool for no obvious reason, and I knew I was in trouble. I just sat down and called it a day.
Yeah. Well, that's the important thing, is to recognize the signs and symptoms and to call it a day, and not try to just man through it. And regardless of what the people around you are saying, it's your body, it's your life, and you need to take responsibility for that. There's no sense in being carried to the hospital saying, I'm going to sue the police because they didn't tell me I was going to suffer heat exhaustion. And like you said, heat stroke can be fatal.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And once you've had heat stroke, you will always be more prone to getting it a second time.
Well, I think that's true of heat exhaustion, too. I know it is in my case. I know inner heat exhaustion about 80, and it used to be about 100. So, of course, probably growing older, that's over a course of 20 years. I used to be able to go out when it was 120 heat index out. and that was in 94, after the year after the flood.
Right.
It was very, very, very hot that year. And but I was out in 120 heat index, but not anymore. Well, you know, as we go through these climate changes, what we have to understand is that we are going to have extremes in hot and cold. And although we haven't seen those extremes this year around St. Louis, in fact, it's been a rather cool summer, next year could be a different scenario altogether. And we need to be prepared in our secondary location and our bug-out location to be able to handle things such as excessive heat or excessive cold.
Absolutely. And hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF PO Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Hort. It is Friday, the 22nd day of August. I was speaking yesterday to a friend of mine who owns an investigative and security company in Metro St. Louis, and offering my services to help if somebody needs help in Ferguson, Missouri, a business owner, homeowner. And, of course, if I got that assignment, among other things, I would have my Cover 6 Gear hybrid holster holding one of my 1911s, because I'll be carrying two at least, along with other equipment, night vision equipment, body armor, gas mask, helmet, so forth. But the Cover 6 Gear hybrid holster would be right there on my side, securely holding one of my 1911s, if I did take on that assignment, which there's no offer on the table, but it is on the table. And I make sure that I have the highest quality equipment for an assignment like that to have the highest chance of a successful completion of the mission, coming home safe, and everybody has a good day. So you can do the same thing with Cover 6 Gear holsters. I encourage you to do so. You may not want to take on an assignment like I do, but maybe you just want to go to the shopping mall and carry your pistol in a secure manner. In that case, you need a Cover 6 Gear holster, just like I use. Cover6Gear.com, the toll-free hour line, is 877-373-6660. I say again, 877-373-6660. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison, and there's a lot on the table to be concerned about these days, isn't there?
Yeah, I want to touch base, if it's all right with you. I know local news is so important. There is supposed to be a rally in Belleville, and from what you said earlier, I think probably... I think you were talking about state police level. There would be state police going over into Illinois, probably to help the Illinois police.
In Missouri, yeah. State police going in Illinois?
Yeah. Isn't that what you were talking about?
No. I don't know what's going on in Belleville. I was talking about Illinois police coming into Ferguson.
Oh, that's I thought you said it was a mutual aid thing.
Well, that's kind of a generic term that they have to take care of the legal challenges to allow police officers to cross from one jurisdiction to another, especially across state lines. So I don't know what's going on in Belleville. What have you heard?
Oh, there's supposed to be a rally there today.
Okay. And this has to do with Michael Brown?
Yeah, I think isn't his service today, or is it tomorrow?
I thought it was Sunday, but maybe...
Oh, maybe it's Sunday.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I heard something to the effect that there was going to be a rally in Belleville today. And I guess I don't know whether any of the people from Missouri will be going over there.
Well, I've had no news of that. But I have had information that Illinois police officers will be coming to Missouri in the next day or two. We've got a caller here on hold, Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Ann. Listening to all the amazing changes we've seen go on in recent months, it struck me just to point out that things have been pretty quiet on the CME front and the geotectonic front, the natural disaster front of late, which is kind of interesting. All the upheaval now seems to have to do with human sin and man's inhumanity to man and human selfishness. And even the stupid financial markets are... you know, up in the face of all this human crisis. It's just kind of a little bizarre, I think.
It is. Okay.
Well, I don't think they've stopped. In fact, I was going to talk about Ebola this morning. There's been a lot of news on that front. And, of course, we've had continuing large earthquakes, mostly in Alaska, on the North American plate, where it meets the Pacific plate in the Northern Hemisphere. And we still have many volcanoes that are erupting, and some of them erupting rather violently.
So it isn't as quiet as I was thinking. Okay.
No, it's not been quiet. It's just that we've been overwhelmed by local news here.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, and it's just to watch, we do have the Ebola, the one disease situation, and that's truly bizarre, because on the one hand, you have this magic chemical that they're bringing out that's actually saving some lives. On the other hand, it's the greatest devastation that this particular disease has ever wrought on the African continent. So, but I think Dr. Deagle makes a good point. The Ebola thing isn't going to be the game changer for the West, when the flu, it seems like the thing on the agenda, disease-wise, for the West will eventually be the flu. As you said, the flu is going to be a game changer when one of those things gets loose. So,
absolutely.
But anyway, yeah. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Glenn.
Take care, bye.
There's no shortage of earth change events or disease-related events, as there are.
No, and as far as the sun goes, we had a CME hit. We had a geomagnetic storm class 2, which is the middle range. And we did have some disruptions in satellite coverage. There was a notice today on spaceweather.com that there were some mappings in the, they said that they had auroras, magnificent auroras, otherwise that they said in Lithuania, how do you pronounce it? Lithuania? You know, it's the German, it's over there in the Balkans.
I'm not sure.
The impact was weak, and but I watched the magnetometer in Boulder, and there was a factor of 3 change in the strength of the magnetic field at Boulder, Colorado. The reason that the CME broke through the magnetosphere was because it had a region of south-pointing magnetism that partially canceled Earth's north-pointing magnetic field, opening a crack.
Really?
And then the solar, yes, it did. And solar wind poured in and fueled the display. Now, that's who the aurora borealis did stay in the northern latitudes. It did not get down to the United States or very far south in Europe, but it did put on a strong display. And again, the picture they have is red. And I want to remind people, normally aurora borealis are green. That's the typical color for aurora borealis. And if you see a red one, that means there's something strange in the atmosphere at a very high level at the stratosphere.
Right.
And the only red that I know comes from strontium. Now, we do know that strontium 90 was released by by Fukushima in Japan, and apparently it's probably made its way up into the stratosphere, and how long it'll be up there. Well, we can just follow it by the color of the aurora, but eventually it's going to make its way down to Earth, and they say that the amount of cesium and strontium in the atmosphere over the western United States is 3 times what used to be considered background normal. So, you know, this is a terrible thing. There are calls now for genetic passports that tell people, so that people can know whether you have been exposed to radiation. For instance, they might issue them to all the people in Fukushima prefecture in Japan, letting people know that they have genetic damage and probably would not make good parents, only because they wouldn't be able to create normal children. So anyway, things are going on. It's just that we've been so caught up in what's local, because it's been a real test of our preparedness. You know, you don't really want to go out and even shop, because you don't know what you're going to run into. And the number of people who have been outside and been rendered unconscious or non-responsive. I hear a lot
Hold that thought, Ann. Hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It's Friday, the 22nd day of August. I know several families that their primary home is in Ferguson, and they bugged out last week for their secondary location, their safe haven. I know that anybody in that situation would be having some peace of mind knowing that when they got to their destination, their safe haven, they got a stock of food waiting for them. That's one thing, less thing to have to worry about is having food. And in my opinion, based on my knowledge and experience, Mountain House freeze-dried food is the best food there is for long-term storage, the tastiest, the most nutritious. And on top of that, Freeze-Dried Guy has a really good sale going well into its second month. I've never seen these go more than 1 month. 30 to 45% off Mountain House entrees. Right. Chicken and rice, spaghetti with meat sauce, chili mac with beef, beef stroganoff, vegetable stew with beef, macaroni and cheese, turkey teriyaki with rice, and a lot more. You can get all the nutritional facts, the price per case delivered to your door at freezedryguy.com. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. And I need to remind you again, if you got children or grandchildren going off to college, Freeze Dry Guy has bug out bags already packed up with everything the youngster would need to bug out, get home, All you need to do is point and click at freeze-dry-guy.com, and it will be delivered to whatever address you choose for it to be delivered to. Get the details on the bug-out bags also at freeze-dry-guy.com. Toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison, and Ann, we got a call we haven't heard one heard from for a while, Chris in Las Vegas. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Hi, good morning, Miss Ann and J.R. Pleased to talk to you again.
Yeah.
J.R., I respectfully apologize, but I'm going to take you a task on your opening statement this morning.
Which one?
I was watching CNN this morning, not that it's a reliable source, but video doesn't generally change too much. And they had Daryl Parks, who is the Brown family attorney, in this shooting incident. And we have a responsibility to be as accurate as we can. And I know the desire for officers of the court to kind of protect their own and circle the wagons and try to aid their, but the police officers and the officers of the court are notoriously unreliable witnesses. And the video just post the shooting, it shows the two officers at the scene walking around the body in the street, does not seem to indicate or show any apparent visual signs of any injury to Officer Darren Wilson. And it's been my contention since I first heard this new scenario that it would not be beyond the pale to have reasonable proclivity for the officer to have had his buddy there inflict an injury on him to try to provide some cover for himself and the county where his city that he's working in to mitigate damages and try to provide some other version of the scenario, not to mention his prior problems with a prior law enforcement association before he became to I can't remember the name of the city.
Ferguson.
But the
now
the scenario,
let's back up a moment, Chris. You saw a video that was showing what again?
Well, this is the same video they've been showing, and it shows the two officers in the daylight walking around that shooting scene with Michael Brown laying in the middle of the street, and they're kind of off to the side a little ways from the body. One of them is Darren Wilson. I can verify from seeing Wilson post-haste, and there's no evidences of him touching his face where he might have been hit, no evidences of swelling, redness, or, you know, it's not a close-up shot, but you can still see pretty good. It's HDTV, and so it kind of belies the insinuation that he actually sustained a serious injury that may have disoriented him in the cruiser prior to Michael Brown running away.
I'm not aware of any video showing Darren Wilson walking around the body of Michael Brown at all. I've not seen that. Ann, have you seen or heard anything about that?
Well, it does show two officers, but it's unclear whether it is Darren Wilson or not. What can I say? It's on YouTube.
It was on CNN this morning, not that I consider them an ultimately reliable source, but it's certainly suggesting there could be other scenarios. And we know that in the crisis event management schools, they basically teach how to create the facts that are convenient to the scenario to give the illusion of whatever position they want to portray. So, you know, it's a really muddy set of circumstances here, and we don't know all the facts yet. But I think that ultimately you're going to find that the officer was out without lawful cause to have used deadly force in this particular incident, and that the individual was fleeing away on a misdemeanor crime in the first place.
Well, I think we're going to find just the opposite. We now have about a dozen witnesses whose statements concur with the police officer's
version. We have the middle of the controversy. Thanks so much for letting me call in this morning,
okay,
ladies
thank
and gentlemen.
You,
sorry to take away. Bye-bye.
Well, we'll see. The evidence I've seen clearly shows that Officer Wilson was severely injured in the incident.
We'll just wait till the police logs get published, because they'll show him going to the hospital, and I'm sure they'll have descriptions of the injuries that he sustained. Okay. I did want to just briefly touch on, there was another, there was an M3 class flare. It was clear over on the east side on the west side of the sun, so it's just now rotating onto the solar disk, but it did create a UV flare and an interruption to radio signals, and it's doubtful that any CME would even hit the Earth because it was so far from the center of the solar disk. However, it did hit the 6-meter range, and that's a ham band range. It lasted about 2 hours yesterday morning Central Time. So the sun, there are a lot of sunspots out there, but this one is, they've been mostly putting out B-class flares, and this one did put out a M-class flare, and they don't really know much about it yet because it hasn't rotated onto the front of the solar disk. All right, that's on the eastern horizon.
Right.
If I said something different, if I said western, well, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I do want to briefly touch on the spread of Ebola. The airports, there's a lot of flights that have been canceled. There are flights that are no longer being allowed into countries that come from West Africa. We do have a patient in Sacramento, California, who's being tested for a possible Ebola virus exposure. And I don't know why it takes so long. She went in on the 20th, and they say it's going to be 2 or 3 days before the Centers for Disease Control know whether she has Ebola. They usually take a blood sample for that, but she's already sick.
Right.
We have a person, we have a Nigerian woman showing symptoms, and that's in, she fainted at a job center in Berlin, Germany, forcing 600 people into quarantine. Malawi, that's on the east side of Africa, they're taking measures to prevent the spread of Ebola virus, including airport screenings. Now, I've looked into these airport screenings. They are not very satisfactory as far as temperature, reading the temperature. They have the mechanical ones that we used to use, the ones with the mercury in the tube, and you can use them in the mouth or in under the arm, but in either case, you can spread Ebola through sweat or mucus. So that's not very satisfactory. And then the handheld infrared thermometers, they don't really, they just, the footprint is so small on the skin, it doesn't get a good temperature reading either. So I don't know. Using temperature as a way to gauge whether somebody has Ebola, you know, I think putting in quarantines, or at least fitting them with ankle bracelets or tracking them some way as they move about the country for the next month is what I would do. But I'm not in the medical profession. We do have tests being carried out in Ireland, and he had returned from West Africa. He died, and they think he came in from Sierra Leone. He has an extended family in Ireland, and he took ill, and they started treating him for malaria. Now, again, remember that malaria and EVD are often confused at the beginning. And so,
hold that thought, Ann. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 22nd day of August. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting free downloads there. A book older than the Bible titled The Art of War by General Sun Tzu, mandatory reading in all military academies and most business schools of all things. The Art of War by General Sun Tzu. You also find the energy cleaner for sale. I use mine every night. I might have minor aches and pains from being down on hands and knees on concrete, doing work on concrete, using a chainsaw, climbing up and down ladders, and wake up pain-free with more physical energy and more mental energy because of my energy cleaner. And you can also. The energy cleaner, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison, talking a little bit about the Ebola, which continues to grow exponentially there in Africa, doesn't it, Ann?
Oh, yes. If you look at some of the charts, and you can look at those just by searching using your search engine, and it's true. This is like the second wave. And, of course, the first wave was much smaller, and they thought that the cases fell off, and they thought they had a handle on it, and then the second wave occurred within a few months. And so it hasn't, they're showing it has already peaked, but, you know, the information coming out of Africa and coming from the World Health Organization is so poor. They keep changing the case definitions. They keep changing, the count. And so you just never know. I think Dr. Deal is right that the caseload is probably three or four times what is being reported. Well, I did want to mention that there are two Nigerians in Vietnam who are being held for isolation. They did not have any symptoms other than a fever, which may or may not be significant. But this is significant. Airline passengers sitting next to the pair have been advised to monitor their health. And you'd think that there would be a little more to that than what it says. Then in Miramar, which was formerly known as Burma, a fellow who had traveled from Guinea and Liberia was taken to the hospital, and they're be testing him for they sent samples of his blood to the World Health Organization. Now, I did want to mention that maybe I was responsible for spreading false information. In Africa, what they're saying is that that chlorinated water will kill the virus, and so they put out buckets of 1 to 100, that is a tablespoon of chlorine to a gallon of water, and or bleach. You can't use the scented bleach. You can't use the color fast bleach. You have to use the old style bleach.
Right.
A tablespoon of that into a gallon of water would protect them. But if you look at the advice that's being given to the hospitals here by the CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, they're saying that this is a durable virus and it needs to be surfaced. Well, you want to put somebody in isolation without any cloth, no rugs, no curtains. If you could make the bedding so it wasn't cotton, you pretty much have to throw away the bedding that is used. I don't know what they do about the mattresses. And they say that even if somebody survives, if they're released as cured, such as Kent Brandt was just released, the virus remains in the sperm for up to a week. And so they're advising the men that they're releasing over there to wear condoms. And I just, I just hope that Kent has been advised that way also. It would be a real tragedy if he were to pass that on to his wife. But 6 days or 7 days remaining active, you just wonder, well, where else is it active? Is it active in some of the other fluids? And they're just saying, well, the viral load is so small, it's unlikely anybody would catch it. You know, they're not measuring the virus. I don't know what they're measuring to say somebody's cured.
Right.
It doesn't sound like it's viral load. So you need to be very hesitant to hug somebody who's had Ebola. I mean, I think it's a miracle that he survived, and I'm glad that he survived. But at the same time, I'd give him another month before I would go up to him and shake his hands and all that.
Right.
Now, they are saying that face shields in hospitals are adequate. They're not really giving the health personnel much other than a face shield and gloves and not even a gown, not even a gown, but not a space suit, not a Tyvek suit.
Right.
So I wouldn't be surprised if we do have some medical personnel who catch it from the Atlanta hospital where the two Americans were treated. That'll be interesting over the next, with an incubation period of 21 days, that means it might be a month before somebody started showing symptoms. and where they become, when they start showing symptoms, it may not be fever is the first one. You know, they might think they have malaria or something for some reason. I mean, we don't have malaria in this country, but that's what they're doing over in West Africa is the, and other places. Ireland, apparently, that man was being treated for malaria, and then as he died, he had bleeding from the orifices in his head,
right.
And so
right.
They thought that they should test his blood for Ebola. You know, it would be a real shame to have our medical personnel catch this terrible disease just because it was misdiagnosed and not caught by the symptoms.
Absolutely.
So, and, of course, we're just, you know, barefoot peasants, as you like to say.
Right.
And I think I had said that a dilute solution of chlorine in water was sufficient, but it, apparently, according to the CDC and their advice to hospital workers who do the cleaning, it isn't. They say they have to clean it with specific chemicals that are good for viruses that kill the most durable of viruses, something really strong, and they list some examples of what
right.
has been approved by the CDC. Well, those chemicals are not available to the public. You have to wear special clothing when you're using them. So, and I hope that they are being used, and I hope the advice is getting out to the hospitals that should they think that they have. You know, if they think that they have to put somebody in isolation and that they only have EVD, Ebola viral disease,
right.
then they need to treat that isolation area very seriously.
Absolutely, yes.
So this is definitely could become an epidemic. Of course, it's pandemic in West Africa because it's spread from country to country. Once an epidemic crosses the border, country border, it becomes a pandemic. It is a pandemic. However, the World Health Organization has not restricted flights into and out of the area. However, they are saying that people need to take special precautions. And if you're sitting next to somebody who's sick, you might think about putting on, you know, I like the face shields. They'll keep the virus from getting into your nose or your mouth. Better, I think, than the masks and the goggles, because this virus can get in through the skin. Everybody has tiny micro cracks in their skin that are unseen. And what I do is I mix hydrogen peroxide, one part hydrogen peroxide with one part of my antibacterial hand soap. I put it in a pump that makes it foam. And generally with that, and occasionally even after that, I will just kind of pour hydrogen peroxide over my hands. And if there's any kind of pain, you know, sometimes you get a little stinging, well, then I know that there's a crack there.
We're out of time, man. I'll be hosting Dr. Deagle's show this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
See you then. Thank you.
All right.
That's it for this hour. I'll be back with Open Line Friday on Blog Talk Radio. It begins in about an hour on Blog Talk Radio. Link to my website, libertyman.com. Have a wonderful, safe, fun, productive weekend. Get your medical supplies and energy cleaner now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Look forward to talking to most of you in an hour. And God bless America.